I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt for some tips on staying safe around the ice in not only Marquette's Lower Harbor, but all along the Lake Superior shoreline. Here's Chief Blake Rebolt.
Everybody's aware of the fact that we had some real cold weather. The Lower Harbor froze over. People were able to go out and do some things that we haven't been able to do in quite some time. But as most people know, locally, that lake changes, and it's changing. And what we're doing is we're just trying to warn residents and people that are visiting the area of that change. And, you know, we're kind of calling upon not only city staff, but also the community to help educate those that aren't from the area mm-hmm. on the dangers of not just the Lower Harbor, but, you know, our whole coastline here in the city of Marquette.
So you've been in town. Obviously, you're a lifetimer here in Marquette and working with the police department. Have you seen anything like what happened with this Lower Harbor this year?
You know, over the years, looking back on it, I have. I don't think with the popularity of social media, I didn't think it got, you know, spread as much as it did this year with the Facebook posts and you know, the information being able to be distributed to different areas
and
people coming to this area just to kind of partake in that phenomenon. But it has happened in the past in the Upper Harbor and the Lower Harbor.
Mm-hmm. But it's been a few years at least. So.
Yes.
So I guess I have to ask you, from a law enforcement standpoint, how was it for the department, for the city here with your officers with this? Were there any issues? I mean, it seemed to be fairly smooth and people were responsible.
Yeah. Yes. Most people were responsible. We had a couple issues with, snowmobiles and stuff kind of, you know, being loaded on and unloaded into that area. Mm-hmm. But we've been addressing those with education and trying to help people out on what they can and what they can't do. But, you know, obviously we, not just us, the police department, but the fire department and the Coast Guard, you know, our fire department has a great group of ice rescue personnel to deal with those type of situations, and they work very closely with the Coast Guard in preparing for those type of situations. But our goal is not to have one of those situations.
Right. I was going to say the goal is to not have them busy this weekend
exactly.
or going as we continue. We're talking about people being, smart about the ice in Lower Harbor. What we're also saying here, though, this morning is that this is across the board. I mean, they have lots of lakeshore in Marquette, lots of ice access. Things to keep in mind now are what?
Well, just obviously, you know, we talked about this earlier, the common sense, you know, thing. And if you see somebody that may not be from the area, you know, we encourage you to try to educate them on the dangers of not only the Lower Harbor and the shifting ice, which, you know, is breaking up as we speak, and also along the shoreline of the island, Black Rocks area, and different areas around the city that have traditionally been dangerous in certain situations. So we're just really hoping the public will help us educate that. We're monitoring it, not just the police department, but the fire department. I know the Coast Guard, mm-hmm. city staff, just working to...
Is there a point that I know is kind of hypothetical because it depends obviously on the weather, but is there a point that perhaps you would issue a statement that says, okay, stay off now? Or would that maybe come from the Coast Guard or fire department?
I know we've done a public service announcement basically educating people of the changing conditions and to basically stay off the ice. You know, as we move into this weekend with the warmer weather, we really feel that that weather along with the factors that are kind of going on this week are really making that ice unsafe. You know, we just hope people kind of adhere to that and realize the dangers of it.
That's Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.